your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This day that you have given to us, and we pray that as our day unfolds that you will be with us each step of the way. The presence of the Lord may be on the grounds. Wherever we go, Lord, we commit ourselves to you at the beginning of this day and ask that you will lead and direct and guide and bless, help, strengthen. Lord, have your way, we pray, in the cottage. Bless them in their devotions this morning. We pray that you will continue to work in their hearts. And the same with those that are in the village, Lord, as they hear your word, Lord, we pray that it will get into their souls and that you will help these boys today. Draw them, work in their hearts mightily, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. Bless their counselors. Give them the strength they need, Lord, we pray, the endurance, physically, spiritually. We just commit each one to thee this day. And Lord, our time here together this morning, we thank you that we can gather together in your name to worship you and to give our all to you and to ask, Lord, that you come and take us as we are and change us, work in us from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The white book. Yeah, we could sing together. Number 74. Number 74. It's a prayer, so we can pray it together.
take full reign. God, take hold of every heart, every life within. Lord, help us to give up all of ourselves. Help us not to hold back in any way, not to live whole, but, oh God, to freely give. Let self die within us. Jesus, do something by your Spirit this morning.
Yes, Lord.
That you would enable us to give up ourselves, give up ourselves.
Yes.
Jesus, and let you take full control.
Yes.
Have full reign. Have full way. Jesus, not our own
Lord.
Thoughts,
yes,
not our
Lord.
Own words, not our own actions, but let the Holy Ghost come in.
Oh.
Fully, completely. Let self and sin die within.
In
thy precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you to you do almighty work on us. So much wonderful. You are all in all. You empty ourselves. You fill you all in us. Everything, all of you in us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your mighty word today. We praise your mighty word every morning and night. We thank you, Lord. We trust you. We put ourselves on your hand. In
Jesus'
name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than yielding all. Number 76.
Bless them all you have.
ourselves to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give ourselves afresh to you today. Take us, Lord. Take us as we are, oh, Jesus. Every joy or trial, all it from above.
We heard about God being in a still small voice, and there are times, just as it is now, where God is so present and so mighty, and if we are attuned to his voice, we can hear him and sense that he is working within us. I'm so thankful for that. There was a time in my life when, I don't know what you would call it, I guess they call it anxiety now, but there was a time in my life when I remember going to college, and there was just something going on in me. It felt like I was on a caffeine high. It was jittery, just unrest, unrestful, that's the word. And I used to come up to camp during that time. Fortunately, I just didn't need to work at that time, so I could just come up when I wanted to. And it was in that prayer room so many times where there was just quietness. And you know, that we heard that's a form of praise, just being quiet and letting God work in us. We look up to Him. We know He's working. We can't explain it. We don't know what He's doing, but we're looking up to Him in faith to believe that He is doing something deep within us. And even though we don't verbalize or can't verbalize, the Spirit works within us, and He works deep within us. I was so thankful at that time that He lifted me up, or lifted me out of that situation, brought peace to my heart, peace to my soul. I don't even want to diagnose what it was, but it was something real, and the healing was something real as well. And then I had to think of my dad. We heard a lot about praising with our voices, singing, and making melody in our heart. Well, my dad couldn't make melody. He was tone deaf. And but he loved the Lord, and he always sang. One of his favorite songs was, "Oh, to be like thee." And in his German accent, he would sing, "Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee." And Brother Edwin tells the story when my father was in, I think he had broken his hip or something, but he was in a rehabilitation center. And Brother Edwin Sr. went to visit him, and he knew it was in Parker Institute, for those of you who know Long Island. And Brother Edwin tells the story of, he knew the floor that my dad was on, but as he got off the elevator, he didn't know if he should turn right or turn left. But then he heard a voice saying, "Oh, to be like." And he turned left, and there was my dad in his wheelchair, lined up with the other patients. But he always had a song. And it may have been out of tune, but it was a song that pleased the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that we might have a song. May we have a song of praise. But we maybe also realize that He's in that He has that still, small voice. And He meets us just where we are in these quiet times.
Yes. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes,
still have the track at all. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it was entitled "The Power of Stillness." And more than a track, I guess a few pages long. And it talked about that from the Bible, how there's such a power that comes. God wins victories in times of quiet, in times of stillness, as we get still inwardly. And that's very hard to do. It's much easier to be still outwardly. For some, as Brother Paul just alluded, sometimes it's hard even to do that. It's hard just to be quiet. Some people get really, really antsy. When you get into a meeting and more than 5 minutes goes by and nobody's done anything. You got to do something, so let's do so. Let's sing. Let somebody do something. But just to sit still. Just to sit still. In the story of Ruth, Boaz said to her, "Sit still, my daughter, and let's see how the matter will fall." You're too antsy. You're too worried about Boaz and getting his attention. You're worried about what might be and what might happen, and just sit still. Again, outwardly we can maybe do that, but do you ever try to sit still and then all of a sudden you think of everything? One after the other, where do those thoughts come from? You're not making a peep, you're quiet, you're sitting still, but you're not really knowing that He is God. You're knowing everything on your shopping list and everything you're going to need to do during the week and how you're going to get all your studies in and get the homework done and hand in the paper on time, or you're taking inventory of the boathouse, or you're thinking about where they're going to, oh, whatever it might be. There's so many things. So many things. And to be able to get still on the inside and know that He is God, and to be quiet. And often, other places in the Bible too, their strength is to be still. And that's a difficult lesson for me to learn. But He teaches us, and as was said, there is an aspect of praising the Lord by just getting still before Him in His presence, and bowing down before Him. And shouting is wonderful, but shouting is not everything. And singing is wonderful, but singing is not everything. And being still is wonderful, but being still is not everything. And how we need to learn His ways, all of them, all of them. If you only made chicken one way, well, we'd be bored to death. But you bake it and you roast it and you barbecue it and you do all, you a la king it, and you make it all kinds of different ways. You make it Chinese and Italian. They put Parmesan cheese and sauce. And I like it all. And I like the variety. One way it'd be boring, boring. But the Lord's not boring. And so you'll come into a meeting where they're shouting and praise, and then you'll come into a meeting where it's quiet. Oh, that's not a good meeting. That was a bummer of a meeting. We sat quiet so long. Nothing happened. Nobody did anything. But Jesus came and manifested His presence to us, and He quieted us on the inside. And He made us to be still. There's a song that we sing in our hymn books. We could sing it together, perhaps yet this morning. Its title of the song is Blessed Quietness. Blessed Quietness. And it's number 117. If you'd like to stand, we could do that as we sing. 117.
Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart His home.
Thank you, Lord, that we can be still little. Lord, that we can get down to your feet and wait before you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, wide inwardly. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, your anxiety. Oh, your care. Bring to the mercy seat. Leave it there. Never a burden he can unbear. Never a friend like Jesus. Now let's do that right now. All your anxiety, all the things that you're anxious about. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you, and those little worries and those little questions and those problems and the unknown future, all the anxiety that accompanies it, oh, bring it to the mercy seat and leave it there. Jesus said to his disciples, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what you eat or drink or what you wear or put on. I'll take care of you. I'll watch out for you. I watch out for the sparrows that fly through the air, and I watch out for the lilies of the field. How much more does he concern himself with his children, with you and with me? Oh, your anxiety. Thank you.